Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of intimacy with God, and today I want to talk to you about two hindrances to intimacy with God. Many people would love to have a more intimate relationship with God where they can feel the presence of the Lord, and they wonder often, why is it they cannot seem to experience the intimate fellowship that people will often describe to them? Perhaps you've heard preachers preach about it or read books where people will describe their experience of a close relationship with God. And if you're a born-again believer and maybe you have been going to church for many years and yet you've never experienced that feeling of closeness, close fellowship, sweet fellowship with the Lord, and yet it's God's desire for you to experience the joy of His presence in a personal way. And not just when you're in a corporate setting where people are praising and worshiping God together. You should certainly experience it there. But God wants you to be able to experience His precious presence anywhere you may be in the world. Whether you are working, whether you are at school, whether you are at home alone, God wants you to be able to experience His pleasure of having you in intimate fellowship with Him. We are told throughout the Scripture and exhorted to come into His presence. James 4:8 tells us to draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And yet many Christians have tried to draw near to God as best they could and never experienced that sense or that feeling of God's presence in their life. It is Satan's goal to rob you of intimacy with God, and it's God's goal for you to enjoy His presence. In Luke chapter 19, we find the familiar story where Jesus enters the temple and He looks around, and to His great dismay, He finds the temple filled with a marketplace environment. He sees people selling doves for the sacrifice. He has tables of money changers all around. And it has taken on not the air of a place of worship, but instead the air of a marketplace. And we know that Jesus turned over these tables of the money changers and of those who sold the doves. And He declared, "My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And I bring this story to your attention to make this illustration. The Word tells us God has called us as believers to now become that temple of God. We're told specifically in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" In days gone by, we know that in Israel, the temple represented that place where God's presence would come and the people could go into the temple to experience the presence of God and to worship God. But we now have the glorious privilege of having the Spirit of God dwelling inside of us, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16. And we know, according to the Word of God, that we are now that temple of God. But let me ask you this question. Has your spirit, the temple of God in you, become a den of thieves where intimacy with God has been stolen from you? God doesn't want it that way, and I believe you don't want it that way. There are two things I'll bring to your attention today, and we'll discuss several more this week, but two areas that I believe are devices of the enemy that will cause you to be robbed of intimacy with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We are warned by the Apostle Paul in his writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in verse 11, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." And he was telling the Christians in Corinth that Satan could take advantage of them. But we are not ignorant of his devices. The apostle said he was not ignorant of the devices of Satan, and yet many Christians are ignorant of the devices of Satan. in the Message translation of that same verse, it says, after all, we don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for yet more mischief. We are not oblivious to his sly ways. And the Lord doesn't want you oblivious to his sly ways either. And today I want to talk about two of those sly ways, or those devices that Satan will use against the Christian to try to rob him of intimacy with God in his own spirit. And the first one I want to talk about is the issue of distractions of life. In the Gospels, we find in Mark and Matthew, and also in the book of Luke, the story of the sower and the seed. And in the book of Mark, Jesus is telling the story of the sower and the seed and the different kinds of soils that the seed is planted in and what kind of a harvest comes up. And when he talks specifically about the seed that was sown among the thorns, he told his disciples this explanation. He said, the ones sown among the thorns are others who hear the word. And this is the amplified translation of this verse. Listen closely. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke out and suffocate the word and it becomes fruitless. The distractions of this age, which are referred to here, are one of the ways Satan will try to rob you of intimacy with God. We know the Word of God says God wants you to fellowship with Him, to come into His presence, that you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. And oftentimes that revelation is robbed or choked out of a person's life through these distractions of the age, or simply the distractions of life. And what does that look like? Let me just suggest these scenarios to you. A person who is a Christian, who loves God, perhaps goes to church on Sunday, perhaps you're in a very good Bible-believing church, worships the Lord, and yet out of the 7 days of the week, that is the one day that you will give your attention to the Lord. And yet the Lord desires for you to have continuous fellowship with Him, continuous intimacy with the Lord in your spirit man, which you carry with you everywhere you go. So there's no reason you cannot have continuous fellowship. And yet Satan wants to try to put a clamp on that if he can. And the distractions of life are often a device he will use. And the distractions of life may not be bad things, if you want to say it that way. They may not be evil in and of themselves or in any way unclean, but the distractions of life can be things like your very busy schedule can put such a clamp on your time with God, where you will experience that intimate relationship, where you'll set time aside just to fellowship with God, just to pray, just to hear God's voice, just to worship in the privacy of your own home. And yet that grueling schedule, the distractions of life that seem to be so important or so urgent, are often the very thing that Satan will use against you to try to rob you of intimacy with God. Don't allow a busy schedule, don't allow the dictates of your work, don't allow false urgencies to rob you of time with the Lord. It requires setting aside time to nurture an intimate relationship with the Lord. You must set time aside every day. When you rise in the morning, get up early and just have that time with God and understand that He longs to have fellowship with you. And you can fellowship with Him all day long, even while you're working. But the time that you spend separated to God, where you've put everything else aside, is of vital importance to nurture that intimacy with the Lord that you long to have. You must put time aside. And oftentimes it can be the distraction of your children's schedule. It can be the distractions of family obligations. And these things begin to crowd out this time that you would have with the Lord. You see, when a plant grows up among thorns, you could say that the good plant's being crowded out by the thorn plants, and it's not allowed to grow the way it should. It's not allowed to be fruitful. And that's exactly what happens in the Christian's life when the schedule and the pressures and the distractions of this age crowd out the very time God wants you to set aside just for Him. So don't allow the distractions of life or the distractions of this age to rob you of intimacy with the Lord that God longs for you to have. The beauty of spending time with God is the joy of His presence, the peace He can give you to walk through any situation, and the absolute beauty that you can experience of hearing His voice. There is nothing like it in the whole world. The second device that I have seen so often rob people of intimacy with God is the issue of defilement. And the word defilement means something that will make impure, something that will cause a lack of purity, something that will make it unclean. And the world we live in is filled with a spirit of defilement. Everywhere you look, billboards, magazines, on the television, people are being bombarded through the visual media specifically with things that are defiling or impure in God's eyes. Don't allow defilement to rob you. It's very difficult to come into God's presence when you have that spirit of defilement on you. You need to repent of it, ask God to forgive you and to cleanse you. He will do it. But keep yourself away from that type of input. We are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, come out and be separate. Touch no unclean thing. And this was a quotation from the Old Testament that the apostle was using. But that's the call of God to you. These unclean things that you put in front of your eyes, that you allow to come into your ear gates, will rob you of being able to have intimate fellowship with God. You won't feel like you can even get close to God because you have that barrier of that impurity or uncleanness. Confess that to God as sin, ask His forgiveness, and then ask for His grace to help you to stay away from it. That's all the time we have for today. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.